Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. We have the great fortune today of being joined by the legendary American coach, Lou Vero. Lou has been gracious enough to stop by and join us today and give us a couple minutes of his time. Lou is about to embark on a trip to Italy to work with the Italian national team. Hey, Lou, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Harry.
So tell us a little bit about the going to Italy and what you're going to be doing over there.
Well, I lived and coached there 25, 30 years ago, enjoyed it immensely, made great friends, coached a lot of kids who today have become coaches in Italy and are doing a good job of bringing the Italian hockey level a little bit higher. Dave Ogren came to me a month or so ago, and he was approached by the new president of the Italian Federation, Andrea Gios, who I remember as a player for the team called Asiago, where they make that famous cheese. And when he stopped playing hockey, he became a mayor for 10 years of Asiago, extremely successful. And he has now been elected as the new ice sport director for the country of Italy, and very intelligent guy. And he approached Dave and Ron DiGregorio, I believe, and asked both of them, would it be okay if he approached me to offer them some advice and to try to give them a hand setting up a coaching program, a player development program, et cetera. So Dave and Ron thought that was a good idea, gave the okay. So I've been doing some consulting for them, going back and forth. And, of course, with social media today and emails, you can get a lot accomplished without ever leaving your work area. And that's where it's at. And I am leaving Sunday to head to Venice. Then we're going to drive to Cortina, then Bressanone, where there's a training camp for the national senior team. And we'll be doing something that's foreign and new to the Italians. We'll be preparing a team for a four-nation tournament in Budapest, Hungary, just with Italian players, not with any foreign players. And Italian coaches. And this is a big step forward for them. They have to make this step if they intend to stay or hopefully grow in the game of ice hockey.
You said that it's going to be just Italian players. In the past, what kind of makeup was the roster?
Well, when I was there 25, 30 years ago, I wasn't involved with the national team, and I did think it was quite strange that most of the players on the team were what they call Italos, meaning they came from Italian heritage, and mostly Canadian and some American kids. And, I knew then it was a mistake in the sense that where are they going to be in 10 years? And, of course, they all went back to their home countries. And at that time, it was interesting because Switzerland and France, they were in the B pool, and Norway and was going between the B pool and C pool. Denmark was in the C pool. And these countries are all A pool countries now with their own people. But they were willing then to start what we're hoping Italy will do now. So far, so good. Developing their own. And they're going to suffer, and they're going to be in the B pool a while. They're not going to make a dramatic... I think it'd be a mistake to throw all those guys out. So I think if you just cut one a year, in 7-8 years, you'll be down to all your own guys only. And I think that's the way to go.
You talked a little bit about, being involved with their coaching program and their player development program. And anybody who knows you and knows that what you've done for USA Hockey, you've been instrumental in all those things. I mean, we have the ADM now, and a lot of the same principles of the ADM are things that you worked on with a typewriter and a Xerox machine many, many years ago. So what kind of things are you going to bring to Italy, especially as it relates to growing the grassroots program?
Well, first thing in order is recruitment of players. There was a time when France had a couple of thousand players. Now they have over 20,000. Italy is down. They have a total of 6,000 players, boys, girls, men, women, in the country. And that's down a little bit. We want to turn that around. So we're going to let's try hockey and a retention program. The IHF is working with us on that. They've provided us so far with 150 bags of equipment to start new boys and girls in hockey. And I'm going to bring over Kevin Erlenbaugh, who works downstairs in that program and was one of the originators of it. And he's going to be there for a few days and present to them. And the IHF is sending in, be the equivalent of ADM, their guy from Belgium, to come in and teach the coaches and the players the new way of training, so to speak. So that's going to happen next week. And it's all happening very, very quickly because we got to show we mean business and we intend to do this right. So that's what's happening. And all the coaches of all the national teams now in Italy are Italians. That was not the case as recently as 3 weeks ago. But it's the recommendation I gave the new president and his assistants, and they accepted it. And it's brought great enthusiasm and joy to the local Italian players, especially the kids coming up, because they feel they have a dream now that they may be able to reach.
That's great. Now, you said you're going to be in Brissoni. Is that where most of these efforts will take place, in the northern part of the country?
Yeah, there's five basic regions of hockey in Italy and a few scattered places south of those. But it's basically in former South Tyrol. The Italians call it Alto Adige, and Trentino, and Veneto, Lombardia, and I don't remember them. Oh, up near Swiss border. So, yeah, there's five basic regions. Be like in USA hockey districts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mid-America, like that. So what we want to do is make these strong, stabilize them, get them to grow, and then we can worry about expanding.
Down toward, like, Rome and...
Rome has ice rinks. They did have an ice rink in Catania, Sicily, even. But someday down the road, I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Torino held the Winter Olympics in 2006. Was there ever any kind of momentum gained from holding the Olympics in there?
I think probably a little bit. I really can't speak to it. I wasn't there, and I haven't asked that question. That's a good question, Harry. I know they have a team from Torino now in the league, in the top Series A league, they call it. Yeah, I'm sure it had a beneficial thing to have taken place in Italy. I would like to see Italian hockey for Italians. That's my recommendation. I look at Christopher Columbus, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, all these unbelievably, I mean, the list goes on and on in every area, from science to exploration, Marco Polo, Galileo. I mean, they've had incredibly fantastic history in that country. So they sure as heck could, it's do well in hockey. It's no different than USA Hockey. When I first came here to work in 78, there were four of us. I was so offended that we had foreign coaches in 1976 with our team Canada. Not that they weren't great coaches, great guys, they are. And the GM, they're terrific people, and they meant well, and et cetera. But heck, we had coaches too. We had John Mariucci, Herb Brooks, Bob Johnson, Jackie Parker, Lynn Siglosky, the list can go on. Bill Cleary, we had all kinds of people too. But I guess we could put men on the moon, but we weren't able to find a hockey coach, which just rattled me. And I know how the Italians feel. They don't want Americans or Canadians or anybody else telling them what they should or shouldn't do in their own country. My role is not to tell them anything. I advise, I give recommendations, and whatever they decide, because it's their program, go with it. I'll certainly support it, whatever it is.
Now, you obviously have a great history as a coach. You've coached internationally, and like you said, you coached over in Italy. Can you talk a little bit about the people that are going to be coaching the Italian national team and maybe your relationship that you have with them?
Well, Stefan Meyer is who we've selected, but he can't do it right away. He's under contract in the German DEL. He's a good coach. He played hockey his whole life. He's from Northern Italy, South Tyrol, or Alto Adige in Italian. He's a very well-educated, intelligent guy. He's fluent in Italian, of course, and German and English. Well-educated hockey-wise. He works with a terrific old Canadian guy, Dave Chambers, in his 70s now as his mentor in the German League, his assistant. Dave used to coach the Italian national team. Dave's from Toronto, I believe, and he's an accomplished, wonderful coach and a good guy. And we told Stefan if he wanted to bring Dave with him as his assistant with the Italian national team, that would be fine. But the head coach has got to be local. And eventually there'll be no need to have anybody helping them. They'll do it on their own, just like the Swiss and the French and these guys can all do it on their own now. So Stefan Meyer will coach there, and Edwin Costner will coach the under-20s. Edmund is a highly decorated Italian player, a defenseman through the years. His daughter was a bronze medalist at the last Olympics for Italy in figure skating. And then we have another guy, I can't remember his name right now, it's a German name. He'll coach the under-18s. He's an established, solid guy. I never knew him, but he's highly recommended. And then, of course, there's Giovanni Marchetti with the under-16s, and he played for me, and he was an accomplished former national and Olympic team player.
Now, how good is your Italian, and how good does it need to be so that you can communicate with these people?
I can communicate with anybody, Chinese, Mongolian, anything. It comes from the heart. They understand. My Italian's decent. It's fair. I can communicate in Italian and in German. So I'm comfortable with that. I will speak to them in their language when I work with them. And it won't be perfect, but you ever work with a French Canadian who didn't learn English in our country? You understand them, and they're fun, and they're great. So you manage.
And how long do you think, like you said, this is a long process. How long would you plan on being over in Brissoni at least this first time around?
No, I'll just be there for the 2 weeks and that's it. Then I come back here. I'm not going over there to work. I wouldn't be doing this without Dave Ogren's approval, obviously. He's asked me to do it. And it helps us in a way because it's good for our federation to have good international relationships. You know, there's votes that come up all the time and different things, and you want all the people you can on your side to help USA Hockey. So that part of it I understand. I think it's going to take Italy a while to see legitimate results, 5 to 10 years. It took us longer than that in the U.S. I mean, I remember our very first development camp, our very first master-level coaching seminar. You know, we had to come a long way. We suffered our first national junior team, and I was involved with every one of these things. So I know how painstakingly difficult it can be, and you got to have patience and faith, and it's gotten better every year, and it's continuing. The people in place now are doing a great job at USA Hockey, and in Italy it will be the same way. If they stay with it, they can't crumble. They have to be persistent.
Absolutely. Well, they got a great guy to help them get this program off the ground, just like what you've done here at USA Hockey. Hey, Lou, thanks a lot for taking the time. I know you're a busy guy here at USA Hockey, so thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk to us.
Well, I'm not that busy, but thanks, and I enjoyed it. And one thing I always say, and I mean it, and I'll say it again because I was once there, thanks to our volunteers, and I see they have great, enthusiastic volunteers in Italy, too. Thanks to them. The volunteers really make the machine run. We just drive it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again, and thanks everybody for listening, and tune in again for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Mark Burns. Be sure to follow us at usahockeymagazine.com, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.